success that one, Brendan?
I think our defensive mechanism was improved. I think our players starting to build more connection in that and a stronger understanding. We've kept the team. I think they'd be averaging over 100 points. I'd have to check that to what was it, 80, 79, 80 points. So some improved areas in around the way we defend as a team. That'll probably be the main summary. Yeah, they did. I thought we gave up some goals. There was a few defensive 50 goals against that they kicked. Where you need to really concentrate in and around that. And also just some turnovers coming out of the back 50. I think you could envisage those, and you give up some easy goals, and there's the game really, in terms of the difference. But in saying that, I think with our ball movement, we've got some improvement with some of the patterns that we're running. Yeah, I think some of our more experienced players, you know, Liam got some real timing again with his spoiling, which is a positive sign. I thought Cripps, who at the moment has to be that on-field captain, what was his stats here? Overlook, he was 11 tackles. That's good from a guy who's trying to lead a club at a young age while Murph's injured. Ed Curnow is in our leadership group. He's had 12 tackles, and Simpson rebounded well. So I thought our older guys held pretty firm. You wouldn't call Cripps older, but he's in the leadership group.
Were you impressed by the way that he sort of did take on that leadership?
Yeah, it was just an outstanding effort. Like he's carrying such, well, most of the load on ball, isn't he? So yeah, he's a warrior. He's a soldier. We love him.
Such a young man. How much better can he get in that leadership space as a player?
He's got an appetite to take this club forward, particularly in and around the midfield and stoppages. He invests in the young guys. You only got to see the growth of Fisher. Fisher's into his second year. You can go and check his stats, but there's a lot of contested possessions in that for a little guy, and in a lot of ways that's Cripper investing in him. Another WA boy, so he gets his arm around him and helps him. And if only we could fast forward 100 games into Fisher and understand what that's like. Dow, O'Brien, you know, I think there'd be nearly our whole team 18 players under 100 games, something like that. Yeah, so there's lots of signs with those young guys today. You can see that.
Were you impressed by the way they stepped up, given the absences from last week and the off-season as well? Were you impressed by how the young guys stepped up to that?
Yeah, I'm really proud that you know, they worked hard in the defensive side of the game. But like always, when you lose, there's some areas that we've got to grow in. We gave up some easy goals. I didn't think we should. Turnovers and some defensive 51s, and we've got to be able to impact more when moving the ball forward. It's a work in progress for us. But there was some growth, definitely, this week. We win the tackle count. That's important.
Harry McKay probably didn't start the way he wanted, but I thought he never stopped having practice. He got rewarded, finished with 4 goals. How did you see his performance?
I'm glad I succumbed to the pressure to play him. he's kicked 4, so for him, that gives him absolute belief. But a young man who's got a good set of hands, he led up well and kicked a couple of great goals there in the second half, but he's still learning the craft down there. He's got some patterns that he needs to learn, as does all our players in front of the ball. So that's still a work in progress. But again, like I said with O'Brien and Dow and Fisher and Petrescu Seaton, fast forward 100 games into Harry and Charlie. It's sometimes really difficult to see that when you're not winning games. But we can see it there. We see those signs.
How do you get the players up too then? Like, it did look good.
They're up today. They're up.
They were definitely.
They're up.
But it's 0-5 already.
Yeah, the scoreboard's not the dictator only. It's really important. My persona is really important. That I appreciate with their experience and the amount of injuries that mistakes will happen. Doesn't mean that I say it's all okay to make mistakes, but I've got to have an appreciation that they'll happen. The game's not perfect. So my persona, the coach's persona, the other assistant's persona, the leaders, that's important. It's also got to be a place where they feel they have absolute clarity on how to grow and improve. And when you've got that, you've got what you call a learning environment, and our players have no issue in turning up and having high morale. It also helps when Cripps, Doherty, Murphy, Cruiser, all those guys that aren't playing are invested in helping their mates. They're pretty tight-knit, this group. They've had a lot of adversity, and now they're really young and have some injuries, but they're really tight-knit. They want to improve. They really want to improve. Carlton's a good place. Carlton's a good place. We know what we're doing.
Will it be exciting if,
I can't wait. But you just, you know, as I said, you look at the profile today. We had four or five over 100 games, and the rest under that. The Eagles were the contrast. So you can just, you just got to sit there sometimes, and development coaches are great at this. They just shut their eyes and go, 50, 100 games, what's it going to look like? When you're seeing what Dow's doing now, he's 5 games in. O'Brien's 2 games in. You just got to look to that and understand it, and look at all the good teams that had sustained success. They were together for a long time, and then it just exploded.
Could be wrong about this, but just watching on TV, it seemed like you were coaching from the bench briefly in the second quarter. Was that the case? If so, why did you do that?
Yeah, I needed to make sure that the players really understood a couple of the patterns in which we wanted them to run and why. That was more in front of the ball. So I went down there and just had to virtually walk through it and put it on a bit of paper, because you can imagine they're running 10 and 15 kilometres and exhausted, and then they've got to understand game plan. So I wanted to make sure that they thoroughly understood it. It was no more complex than that, and at that time it wasn't happening. You know, he's playing some solid footy, Daisy. Has done all year. His body's in really good condition. You know, the one thing about Daisy, and I've said this multiple times now, he's got really strong footy knowledge. And you talk about morale around a club, he's a bit of a joker and a prankster, and he keeps us as coaches honest and the place fun. But more importantly, he's trying to help the others. He's not trying to do things that are miraculous, just play his role. So he's been important to us over the last couple of years, Daisy. Yeah.
Sam Rowe had one of the toughest nights in footy, but thought he did really well.
Yeah, I think him and Jones are mature bodies down there, just stiffened us up a little bit. What did Kennedy kick one, was it? So that's a strong effort against a quality opposition. And as I said before, I think they're in excess of 100 points a game. So we're not satisfied by any stretch. There's some goals we didn't like that we gave up, but there's some steps forward, and we can also cast our mind into the future there and see what we're talking about through that game.
Thank you.
Thank you.